Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the Governor's Conference on Energy and the Environment a few days ago, Ron Buchholz, Program Manager for USDA's BioPreferred program, was a speaker. We had the chance to talk about their effort to expand bioproduct production and availability.
Part of what we do is try to use the purchasing power of the federal government to pull the market for bio-based industrial products. These are products made from agricultural materials. So these hopefully will create new markets for farmers and not just sell as a raw commodity, but as somewhat of a finished product. So we designate products for preferred procurement. That is the number one thing we've been doing since the law was passed in 2002.
So USDA gives preference in purchase and procurement to these bioproducts, and last year took a second step.
A year ago, we came out with a USDA-certified bio-based product label. That's a voluntary label, and we're certifying the carbon content, the new carbon in particular products that have the label. We have like 700 labels out there right now, and they are in supermarkets. You can find them. People are beginning to look for them. So that's what the program's all about, create new jobs in rural communities to use agricultural commodities to make these industrial products.
We'll have a website address for you in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're gonna receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
That website address is biopreferred.gov, and Program Director Ron Buchholz says part of it is aimed at bio-entrepreneurs.
We produced a programming that is oriented towards small businesses, and we talked about some of the federal assets that are available if you want to go into business and some of the support you can get. We, of course, are encouraging people to look at getting into the bio-based businesses.
Buchholz says there are some 10,000 bioproducts now in production. He says so far some 700 have successfully achieved the bio-preferred product label. He said about twice that many applied.
We do a fairly tough screening process using a third party, ASTM International, to help us determine carbon content. In any event, they are now, a lot of products are now in the marketplace. You can find them in your aisle at the grocery store where you're going to buy your finer cleaning products. And believe it or not, there's a lot of cosmetics out there, which I was blown away. That's a very high-end market and a high-end use for some agricultural materials.
Their website is loaded with information for bioproduct consumers and producers at biopreferred.gov. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.